I tell you, I don't get no respect. No respect at all.
And it was because he got no respect that he won people's respect. Rodney Dangerfield made a career of that catchphrase. His self-deprecating humor won him fans in comedy clubs, then on television and the movies. Rodney Dangerfield died today at age 82 in Los Angeles. He'd been in a coma since late August, when he had heart valve replacement surgery. According to his family, he emerged from the coma in the past week. Just weeks before his surgery, Dangerfield spoke on the NPR program Fresh Air about how he came up with the line that made him famous after the movie The Godfather came out in 1972.
When The Godfather came out, all you hear was, she's with me, you show her respect. I want respect. I'm with him. Okay, don't know respect, respect, go out of your mind, you know, with respect. So I wrote a joke about respect and see what the reaction would be. This is the first joke I wrote. I was working at a place called Upstairs at the Duplex in Greenwich Village. And I told the joke, I said, the first time I said, trouble me, I don't get no respect. I said, when I was a kid, they played hide and seek. They wouldn't even look for me, you know? And the audience came over to me afterwards and said, hey, me too, Roddy, no respect. And all of a sudden I found an image, you know? And it's been good for me.
Rodney Dangerfield's legal name was Jack Roy. He began as a stand-up comedian when he was only 19. A few years later, he got married, and he left the stage. It wasn't until he was 42 years old that he returned to professional comedy. He didn't want his name in the ad for his appearance at a New York club, so he asked the MC to make something up, and Rodney Dangerfield was born. But Roy was a stage name, too, his father's. Rodney's birth name was Jacob Cohen. His dad's real name was Philip Cohen. He and Rodney's uncle Arthur had a vaudeville act. It was slapstick, and Rodney didn't fall far from the tree. Was entertainment in his blood, or was he inspired by his father's work? Dangerfield said he wasn't sure, but he knew he liked the attention.
You know, show me some love. Let me hear the laughs, the applause. I'll take love any way I can get it, you know? And I guess to get love, you know, in show business, to try and make some money, but there's no money in it when you start, so it's just because you like to do it, I guess.
Dangerfield's big screen breakthrough came in 1980 when he appeared alongside Bill Murray, Chevy Chase, and others as Al Chervik in Caddyshack.
Hey, kid, I'm Al Chervik. I'm playing with Drew Scott today. This is my guest, Mr. Wang. No offense. Oh, I can maybe have a half of those Vulcan D10s and set my friend up here with the whole schmear. You know, clubs, bags, shoes, glove, shirt, pants. Hey, orange balls, I'll have a box of those. Give me a box of those naked lady tees and give me two of those. Give me six of those. Oh, this is the worst looking hat I ever saw. Well, you buy a hat like this, I'll bet you get a free bowl of soup, huh? Oh, it looks good on you, though.
Dangerfield went on to star in his own movies, Easy Money, Back to School, The Godson, to name a few. His most recent movie was Angels with Angles, released this year. In July, he told Terry Gross on Fresh Air he was looking forward to returning to performing.
I haven't performed in a long time now, about a year and a half, you know, because I was recuperating from an operation twice or something like that. But I will be performing very shortly and go back and see if I can fool them again.
Rodney Dangerfield died today. He was 82 years old.